Someone asked me once, what is the most memorable blowjob you've ever given? Well, it was probably a blowjob I gave a guy that I knew in college. He and I had been flirting with one another for weeks, teasing each other with sexual innuendos and what-if scenarios. But he was involved with a girl at the time, and I was enjoying my role as a cock tease too much to actually suck him off. I loved the idea that when we spoke on the phone or saw each other out, that he was constantly thinking about how his cock would feel in my mouth. So one night, he called me up and told me that he and his girlfriend had broken up. We started flirting again over the phone and talking about our what-ifs. Finally, I just told him to come over to my place so I could suck his cock off for real. I remember telling him that I wanted to see if his cock felt as good as it did in my fantasies. By the time he got to my apartment, I was so wet, just turned on beyond belief and resisting the temptation to just go ahead and rub my clit and make myself come. I was in such a mood to suck cock, teasing myself mentally to the point where I could almost taste it on my tongue. He sat down on the couch, we spoke for a bit, and then he noticed me taking a peek at the bulge in his pants. "You want to see it?" he asked. I nodded, and he pulled down his pants to reveal a really nice-sized cock. Not much longer than average, but definitely wider than most. I knelt down in between his legs, took the head of his cock into my mouth, and started to suck. Slowly at first, and then more and more urgently. After a minute or so, I couldn't hold back anymore. I slid my finger down between my legs and made myself come with his cock deep inside my mouth, which drove him crazy. I could feel his cock just throbbing on my tongue while he watched me come. After I stopped shaking, he reached down to brush the hair out of my eyes and asked me, "Can you come again?" I nodded, with my mouth still full of his cock, that I definitely could, so he told me to keep sucking him slowly while I got myself off again, but to signal to him when I was about to come. He wanted to shoot his load in my mouth as I was coming. He stood up, pulled my hair into a ponytail in his hand, and I rubbed my clit just gently enough that I wouldn't come right away. His leg muscles started to shake after a couple minutes, and his breathing got faster and faster. I could feel his heartbeat through his cock as I worked it farther and farther down my throat, so I knew he was close to coming. I shoved his cock all the way down until it was pushing against the back of my throat, and I looked into his eyes. I started to make little whining noises to let him know that I couldn't hold back any longer, and that I was ready to take his cum. He pulled his cock out, ordered me to keep my mouth open, and I watched his cock twitching as he shot a load straight into the back of my mouth. The sight of all that cum coming out of his cock drove me over the edge, and I started to cum at almost the exact same time. I hadn't experienced too many men who could come that hard, so I choked a little bit on his cum as it hit the back of my throat and dripped down while I was still panting and convulsing from my own orgasm. He gripped his cock tighter, squeezing every last drop of cum out as I licked it off the tip of his dick. My pussy was wetter than it had ever been in my life, and even though I swallowed as much as I could, his cock had shot so much cum that it was dripping off my chin and down onto my chest. He drained his cock inside my mouth while I licked the remnants off my cheeks and my fingers. We laid there next to each other on the couch for a while, just talking and touching each other. But the whole time I couldn't stop thinking about how hard he made me cum and how far his cum was able to shoot. About 20 minutes later, he told me that even though his balls were sore, he was hard again and wanted to go again. I told him that I wanted more of his cum, but that I wanted it to be rougher this time. You see, at the time, I was obsessed with the idea of getting my face fucked. I had never tried that before, but I wanted to know what it felt like to have my mouth used and abused. All I wanted was for him to hold my head between his strong hands and use my mouth for his own selfish pleasure. He smiled at me, and I saw that his cock was even harder than before. He stood up and told me to kneel down in front of him. And I love to kneel. He reached out to me, put his left hand on my head, and wrapped my hair in his fist while he put his right hand on my jaw and tilted my head upward. I instinctively opened my mouth just as he shoved his cock inside. He started to pound my mouth and throat with enough violence to make me worry, just for a moment, that he might not even let me come up for air. Then he put both hands on the top of my head, slowed down a bit, and moved his cock steady in and out of my mouth. Oh, I was dripping wet already, but I wanted so much more. I wanted to gag on his cock and choke on his cum while he shot it right down my throat. I opened as wide as I could to take more of him in. He seemed to sense by the sounds I was making when I needed to breathe and would pull his cock out for a few brief seconds, allow me to gulp in oxygen, and then reinsert his cock into my mouth and fuck my face more. As I made little pleading sounds, he started to pound my throat harder and harder. The more excited he got, the deeper he went and the harder he moved his cock. I gagged and choked and struggled to breathe. I felt him starting to tense up again right before he told me he was going to come, and he started fucking my mouth so hard. The minute before he came was pure ecstasy to me. He held my head hard so that I couldn't move it at all, and fucked my mouth with total disregard, focusing only on his desire to come. He pumped my mouth and wrapped my hair in his hands until his moans got louder and I started to feel a steady pulsing at the base of his cock. I had never wanted anything so badly as I wanted his cum at that moment. This time, he didn't pull out so I could watch him come, but instead pulled my head off his cock, allowed me to breathe in as deeply as I could, and then pushed his cock deep into my mouth and came directly into my throat. For a split second when he came, I felt absolutely like I was going to choke and die. I coughed and sputtered a bit until I had taken it all. I had never been so wet in my life. The roughness of it and the tinge of humiliation were so erotic that I couldn't stand it. He shoved his cock further down my throat and drained it dry while I reached down to touch my swollen clit. My clit was so sensitive, and I was so ready to come that I started to shake violently within seconds. I came twice before he had even regained his composure. He looked down at me after I finished, and he laughed. He told me he knew from the start that I was a rough one. This guy and I had never had a relationship, but we hooked up from time to time whenever I was horny, alone, and felt like having my face used. Being the good guy that he was always willing to oblige.